بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأورثنا القوم الذين كانوا يستضعفون مشارق الأرض ومغاربها التي باركنا فيها وتمت كلمة ربك الحسنى على بني إسرائيل بما صبروا ودمرنا ما كان يصنع فرعون وقومه وما كانوا يعرشون And we made those people who were taken as weak, the inheritors of the easts of the land and of its wests, which we had blessed. And the sublime word of your Lord was fulfilled for the children of Israel, because they stood patient. And we destroyed what Pharaoh and his people used to build and what they used to raise high. With the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His infinite grace upon us, we have reached ayat 137 of Surah A'raf. So far we have learned the lessons from here that sabr and taqwa, patience and piety is the foundation to acquire and attract the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also we have learned that takabbur, arrogance, the end result of this is disgrace and Allah ta'ala humiliates such a person. We also learned from the last lesson that conviction, assertion, yaqeen in the being of Allah Ta'ala is the key to attract the help of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And fourthly, we also learned how Allah Ta'ala's azab can come to people if they are persistent in the evil, wretched, sinful ways. So continuing from here, now that we know that Bani Israel, they escaped Fir'aun with the help of Allah Ta'ala under the leadership of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam. So Allah Ta'ala says, and we made those people who were taken as weak, the inheritors of the east of the land and of its west, which we had blessed. So they weren't actually weak. Bani Israel, though they seemed that the women were slaves, that the women were left to be captives and slaves, the men were killed, the children were slaves. So physically they seemed very kamzor and weak and da'if. But Allah Ta'ala is saying, those whom kanu yustad'afun, you took them as weak. But in actual fact, that person who has Allah with him is never weak. Fir'aun seemed mighty. He had all the armies. He had all the resources of the earth. He had a magnificent size, formidable size force behind him. So he seemed very mighty and strong and authoritative. But in actual fact, he was very weak, as we found out last week, how he drowned in the Bahr al-Kulzum in the Red Sea, because he did not have Allah with him. So yeah, principle here, bazaahir you might see this person seems like a pauper, like a beggar, living hand to mouth. Look at his lifestyle, look at how he drives his car, look at his house. But you don't know what kingdom, spiritual, batini, sultanat he has inside his heart because of the ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah msabku naseem farmai. So Allah Ta'ala is saying, you took them people to be weak because of their zahir, but you didn't see their batin. Because how they had acquired this suhbat, the companionship and these good sifat, as we will explain now, through Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. And this ayah then explains the success and the falah of the Bani Israel. So, Fir'aun ki examin thi, the whole of Misr, Sham, Misr, extended Syria, Allah Ta'ala drowned him, Bani Israel ko ye zameen de di. Wa awrathna, humne aapko warith bana diya. So they inherited the earth. So from this we also learn that the true inheritors of any land are those people with sabr and taqwa. They are the true inheritors of this earth. Allah Ta'ala grants them the land. As we have seen in Sahaba Ikram's time, those lands owned by the Persian Empire, they fell in the feet of Hadhrat Umar. The Christian Empire, it fell in the feet of Hadhrat Umar. So all of these were finished and they fell in the hands of the Muslims because they are the true rightful inheritors of the earth. And what's the principle? Sabr and taqwa. Ulama aise ye batate hai ke if collectively we have sabr and taqwa, Allah Ta'ala takes away all problems and musibats and grants victory inside the land. And individually, if we have sabr and taqwa, then that person himself becomes within himself, Be'taj Badsha. He has a spiritual kingdom in his heart that no wealth on this earth can buy. So Allah Ta'ala says, we gave this land to Bani Israel. Which land did we give? Normal land? No. Allah says, Mashariq al-Ard, the east of the lands. وَمَغَارِبَهَا, and the wests of the land. So Allah Ta'ala uses the word plural here to show the different points of setting of the sun, rising of the sun, the different locations, hence the word plural. And ard, which ard? Ard means zameen and land. Which land? Ulama say this was a land full of blessings, zahiri and batini, apparent and hidden, physical and spiritual. And that was the land of Greater Syria, Sham. Allahu Akbar. So Allah Ta'ala granted the whole of this land to Bani Israel because of them following the Nabi of Allah, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam. So what kind of physical apparent blessings are there in Sham? The land is very fertile, it's very rich, there's lots of resources in the earth, there's lots of rivers, lots of plantation, lush land. Hazrat Umar used to say in his time, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that River Nile is the prince of all of the rivers of the earth. So this was given to them. Also, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar used to say, 9/10 of the blessings Allah has put in Egypt, Misr, and the 10th blessing Allah distributed amongst the whole of the earth. So imagine how much blessings are inside Misr, in Syria, in Sham, in these such places. So physically there's lots of blessings. Spiritually, it's the land of the Anbiya, subhanallah. Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam was there, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu salam was there, Hazrat Harun alayhi salam was there, Hazrat Yusha ibn Nun was there, Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam was there, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was there. The land where prophets were born, prophets lived, and prophets also passed away. So Allah Ta'ala is saying, I have granted you this greater Syria, this Sham. Hazrat Imam Qatada, Imam Mujahid, Ibn Jarir are of this opinion as well. And Imam Baghawi also mentioned, it is Misr and Sham granted to them. So, this is something to understand and really think deep upon. Those who were considered very, very weak, like we very weak in the earth, but physically we have nothing, we have no resources, no power, no authority. But Allah is saying, well, listen, if you have sabr and taqwa, Allah is saying, I am promising you, I will make you the rulers and the leaders of this earth. Bani Israel, they used to get tortured. 70,000 children were killed by the brutality and the violence of Fir'aun. The women were taken, raped, enslaved, captured. The men were killed. The children were made to work. He persecuted everyone. He forced them to worship idols, worship cows, worship stars. He forced them to believe, I am Rabbukum al-A'la. And he mentally messed around with the people's head, the psyche. But because then they began to follow Musa alayhi salam, Bani Israel, and adopted sabr and taqwa, that same riches, those resources, all the jewelry, all the zaver, all the gold and diamonds that belonged to the Qibti, Fir'aunis, all of that came to the women of Bani Israel. Everything became this. Allah says, I made you leaders, I granted you this, because you showed tawadu and sabr, and they showed takabbur and arrogance. Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq. So this is the key concept, my dear brothers, that if I have sabr and taqwa inside my life, Allah's help will definitely come and assist us. So Allah Ta'ala is teaching us that my promise is always true. Sabr karo. Wa'alam anna nasr ma'as sabr. This is for all of us, individual life as well. Any problem I am going through in my life, ye principle yaad karne ka hai. Ki Allah ki nusrat zarur aayegi, lekin ek shart ke saath ke meri aur aapke dar sabr hona chahiye. وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ النَّصَرْ مَعَ الصَّبْرِ. بے صبری کریں گے اللہ کی نصرت کبھی نہیں اتر سکے گی. صبر دکھائیں گے, استقامت, استعان, جیسے پہلے سمجھا چکا ہوں اللہ کے فضل سے, تو اللہ تعالیٰ کی رحمت, اللہ کی توجہ, اللہ کی قرب, اللہ کی معرفت, اللہ کے ساتھ دوستی تعلق اور اللہ کی پہچان ہمیں حاصل ہوگی. سو اللہ تعالیٰ is saying کہ عسا, if you remember before last week, عسا ربکم ان یہلک عدوکم. Maybe Allah said to them, maybe Allah will destroy your enemies, meaning Fir'aun and his army, and وَيَسْتَخْلِفَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ, and he will grant you the earth. But remember, why? فَيَنْذُرَ كَيْفَ تَعْمَلُونَ. He's going to monitor how do you govern yourself in the earth. Sahaba ikram, they used to graze camels. They used to be living a difficult life physically. The attire was such that people used to laugh at them. Okay, look at the clothes, look at the souls, look at the standard of living. But when Allah Ta'ala made these same Sahaba equipped with the wilayat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, the leaders of the earth, so yesterday they were mazloom, Khabab ibn Arth is being tortured. Hazrat Bilal Habshi is being tortured. Hazrat Wahshi is being tortured. But them today, they're owners of palaces. They are governors of Syria, of Bahrain, of Misr, of Iraq, of Iran. The whole kingdom is underneath them, subhanAllah. So Allah is saying, maybe I will destroy your enemy on the principle on your sabr and taqwa, and then I will give you the earth, but I will be monitoring how you manage the earthly affairs. Are you showing justice? Are you showing adalat? Are you doing khiyanat? Are you misusing this trust or not? And Hazrat Umar was very particular on the top. He used to ask, okay, how is the governor doing his job? How is he doing his job? Is his door open 24/7? Does he lock his door? Does he feed others? Does he feed himself more? And this continued. And this was the golden era of Islam. SubhanAllah. The principle kya hai? Sabr or taqwa. Allah sabko naseeb farmaye. Youngsters, this is a very important sabr and taqwa. Bayans will take place all the time. Bayans to hote rahenge. But practically, yani amali taur pe, sabr ka hona, taqwa ka hona. Sabr kisko kehte hai? What is sabr? To refrain from the disobedience of Allah, to show persistence on good deeds, and to turn to Allah in times of difficulty. And what is taqwa? Taqwa is to have the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how is this acquired? By sitting with the people of taqwa. Kathrat is zikr, lots of tilawat, coming to good environment and staying away from bad environment. So these doors are still open for everyone here until the day of Qiyamah. Allah grant all of us this honor, inshallah. Imam Hassan al-Basri here mentions a beautiful point under this ayat. He says, this ayat, the one I have just recited now, he says, if someone is not powerful, me and you, if someone is not powerful as to defend himself against an enemy, which we can't, then the best way to success there is to remain patient. If someone who has been wronged, zulm hua mere upar, aapke upar, tries to take revenge on his own by doing wrong to his opponent, Allah Ta'ala leaves him alone and lets him manage his own affairs. Kisne mujh par zulm kiya, to I think, chalo, I will try to do zulm back on him. Allah says, I will stop my help, you manage it yourself. I'm not going to help you. Huh? Someone does zulm on me, I don't go to him, I turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, now because you turn to me, I will sort that person out for you. So this is the principle of life. Whenever anything goes wrong, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then what happens? If a person tries to manage on his own, sometimes he's successful, sometimes there will be a failure. So rather seek, Imam Hassan al-Basri says, seek the help of Allah against all the difficulties from others and remain patient. Allah Ta'ala opens the doors of success for that person. And this is the trial and tested principle which has been repeating throughout the history. Sabr karenge, sabr, sabr. Halanke, sabr karwa hota hai. Sabr is difficult. But those who are granted sabr, Allahu Akbar, innama yuwaffu sabirun ajrahum bighayri hisab. Allahu inna allaha ma'as sabirin. Allah grants himself to those who show sabr. So Allah Ta'ala is now saying the next part of the ayat, okay, I have granted you the land, and not just a normal land, but the one of the best lands on earth, full of blessings, the greater Syria, Sham. So now what has happened? The sublime word of Allah Ta'ala was fulfilled. وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ الْحُسْنَى. The sublime word of Allah was fulfilled. بِمَا Sabaru ala bani Israel. Why was it fulfilled? Why did Allah help you? Why did Allah drown Fir'aun? Why did Allah grant you the earth? Why did Allah make you successful? Ek usool ke upar, bima sabaru, because you showed patience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is such an important lesson today, Allah's qasam. If we understand sabr, the connotations of sabr, and how to acquire sabr, what is sabr? What is the purpose of sabr? How sabr comes in my life? The benefits of sabr, the sweetness of sabr, then that person, he will feel like a king inside himself. Because Allah Ta'ala says, my help is with you all the time. And this is what happens today. We have base sabr. Dekho na, aajkal so many cases where women, husband and wife are breaking up. Talaq. Why? No sabr. Father and son falling out. No sabr. Employer, employee falling out. No sabr. Fighting in the masjid. No sabr. Fighting amongst friends. No sabr. The principle of sabr is finished. Sabr is, so ulama say, sabr is a jewel from the jewels of Jannat. Sabr. When Allah Ta'ala talks of Ayyub alayhi salam and his sabr, who remained ill for so many years. Ni'mal abd. Because of his sabr, Allah says, kitna hi achha mera ghulam tha. Ni'mal abd. Because of his sabr. And sabr, my dear friends, is a great blessing that we have to acquire. Sabr isn't just that somebody dies and inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. That's one aspect of sabr. Sabr is, it's time for fajr. You motivate yourself to get up and you get to masjid. This is also sabr alal ita'ah. Sabr upon obedience. Sabr is also, you want to commit a sin, but you fight yourself and resist. Sabr anil ma'asiyah. Sabr to protect yourself against sin. And then when musibat comes, difficulty, sabr alal bala'ah. The musibat ayat uspar bi sabr. So sabr is a very vast subject. And sabr is one of the foundations of our deen. Allah grant all of us true sabr, inshallah. So Allah Ta'ala said, because of your sabr, I destroyed Fir'aun. And you followed the teachings of Musa alayhi salatu salam. And in return, I granted you the blessed land of great Syria. Now, what happened to Fir'aun and his people? Allah says, وَدَمَّرْنَا and we destroyed مَا كَانَ يَسْنَعُ فِرْعَوْنُ وَقَوْمُ what Fir'aun and his people used to build, وَمَا كَانُوا يَعْرِشُونَ and what they used to raise high. So Ma'arif al-Quran mentions that the buildings, big buildings of Fir'aun, Allah destroyed them. All the agriculture of Fir'aun, Allah destroyed. We learned last lesson as well, when the locusts came, the frogs came, the beetles came, the louse came, the blood came, the tufan came, how Allah Ta'ala destroyed them. Ulama, he also mentions that مَا كَانَ يَسْنَعُ what they used to build is every sazish. Dekho, ye point bahut aham hai. Har wo sazish jo aadmi kisi nek bande ke khilaf karta hai. Masalan, koi sheikh ho, koi mufti ho, koi bada ho mahalle mein. Aur log baith kar sazish karte ke hum uske khilaf ye propaganda karenge, hum uske khilaf ye karenge, usko zaleel o khwar karenge, usse ghibat karenge, usko girane ki koshish karenge. Allah farmate hai ki agar aapke andar sabr ho, to jitni unki plotting اور جتنیوں کی سازش ہے اللہ تعالیٰ اس کو لوٹا کر انہی کے اوپر ڈال دیں گے قرآن شریف says this وَدَمَّرْنَا we destroy وہ تین چار لوگ جب بیٹھتے ہیں آپ کے خلاف پروپیگنڈا کرنے کے لیے اللہ تعالیٰ ان کے دلوں کے اندر ایسے روگ ڈال دیتے ہیں وہ خود آپس میں دشمن بن جاتے ہیں قرآن شریف ہمیں کہتا ہے so if people if you are in the حق اہل حق میں سے ہو اور آپ یہ راہ چل رہے ہو دین کی تقوی کی صبر کی استقامت کی اور منافقین لوگ بددین لوگ آپ کو گرانے کی کوشش کرتے بھی ہے اللہ says I will destroy them and their plotting and their schemes here وَدَمَّرْنَ مَا كَانَ يَسْنَعُ فِرْعَوْنُ وَقَوْمُهُ وَمَا كَانُوا يَعْرِشُونَ so all the ill evil plotting scheming they had against Musa علیہ السلام ہم اس کو یہ کر دیں گے یہ کر اللہ said میں نے سب ختم کر دیا Musa علیہ السلام past the Red Sea بحر قلزوم تم سب کے سب غرق ہو گئے اس سمندر کے اندر Allah give all of us tawfiq. اس لئے فرمایا اللہ اکبر کہ من عادا لی وليا جو بھی میرے کسی دوست کے ساتھ جنگ کرے اس کے ساتھ عداوت اور دشمنی کرے اللہ فرمایا فقد آذنته بالحرب میں اللہ آپ سے جنگ یعنی اعلان جنگ کروں گا اللہ is saying I will declare war on you for going against my wali مقاعدہ حدیث میں آتا ہے کہ قیامت کے دن اللہ تعالیٰ عجیب حدیث اللہ اکبر اللہ تعالیٰ will put weapons in your hand on the day of قیامت there's a sword there's a stick there's a spear there you hold these there's a knife and a dagger come and fight me Allah will say آپ نے میرے دوست کو ایک نیک بندے کی خلاف جو سازش کی تھی اس کو ذلیل و خوار کرنے کی کوشش کی تھی نبیوں کی خلاف جو پروپیگنڈا کیا اولیاء متقین صلحاء all the pious people you went against my friends Come and fight me now. I will show you what they mean to me. And who can fight Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So, dekho, this, yeah. Never use this against ulama. Allah give all of us tawfiq. Never use this against the awliya. Never use this against the pious people. Mashayikh ho, deendar log ho, tabligh wale ho. جو امیر ہو تبلیغ کے جو نیک کام کرتے ہو جو ہمارے گھروں میں جا کر دستک دے کر ہمیں ہمارے بچوں کو مسجد لے کے آتے ہیں ان کے خلاف ہماری زبان درازی ہوتی ہے جو محنت کرتے ہیں بچوں کو پڑھاتے ہیں مدرسوں میں کتنے کتنے گھنٹے صرف کرتے ہیں بچوں کی تربیت تعلیم کے خاطر ان کے خلاف ہم بکواس کرتے ہیں تو اللہ is saying do what you want in the earth On the day of Qiyamah, I will declare war upon you. Allah protect all of us. Allah protect all of us. Otherwise, our iman is in grave danger at the time of death and in the hereafter. So Bani Israel, they crossed the Red Sea. Allah Ta'ala granted them the blessed lands full of lush fields and vegetation and happiness and spiritual blessings. And he destroyed Fir'aun. He fulfilled his promise. Now they came across the sea. Dekho, yahan se samandar paar karke, Bahre Kulzum paar karke, is taraf aage. When they came onto this side, now they began to witness a good standard of life. Har kisam ki ne'mat farawani hai. Everything is there. Sab tawheed, muwahid ban gaye. Sab ko taqwa hasil ho gaye. They all began to worship Allah. They became close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they began to live a comfortable life with ease. Now this indirectly, this ayat, is giving solace and rahat to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ke dekho, jis tarah aapke sahaba ikram par zulm kiya ja raha hai. Jis tarah Bani Israel par zulm hua. Akhirkar Bani Israel kamyab hokar Allah ta'ala ne unko ye zameen ata ki. Inshallah ek din ye Makki ki zameen bhi aapke milk mein aa jayegi. Today they're kicking you out of Makkah. Today they are executing Amar ibn Yasir, Hadrat Sumayya, Hadrat Bilal, Hadrat Khabab ibn Arth. They're persecuting you, driving you out of your home, torturing you, but mouthing you, calling you sahid, magician, poet, na'uzubillah. A time will come. Stay on this principle of sabr and taqwa. This very land, you will be the milk of this again, inshallah. So this was a solace for Rasulullah and for the golden era. It is also a solace for me and you sitting here in Burnley. If we also want to see better days in our life, then yehi principle is sabr, taqwa. Sabr, taqwa. Sabr, taqwa. Ye apnayenge, Allah hame wo bhi din dikhlayenge ke nusrat wale, fatah wale, kamyabi wale, bachche bhi farman bardar honge, aur mahol bhi durust hoga, nice mahol hoga, daawat wala mahol hoga, zikr wala ek mahol hoga, anwarat wala mahol hoga. Allahu Akbar. Allah sab ko naseeb farmaye. Ab nothing is difficult. We have to try working hard. Allah will grant us these blessings. So now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants Bani Israel so much rahat, so much benefits, and they acquire such a nice environment. So the golden era of Islam was shown to the Sahaba upon this principle. Ulama kehte hain, Mufti Muhammad Shafi sahab ne ek shair likha hai apne Ma'arif al-Quran mein, ke if we want the same, then we have to create the mahol of Badr. Badr ka mahol paida kar. To wo likhte hain, ke fazae badr paida kar farishte teri nusrat ko, fazae badr paida kar farishte teri nusrat ko, utar sakte hain gardon se qitar andar qitar ab bhi. So those same angels are came in badr to help sahaba. Those same angels will come again today to help me and you if you create the environment of badr. And what is the environment of badr? Sabr and taqwa. Allah sabko naseeb farmaye. Allahu Akbar. Sahaba ikram understood this message. They heard it and they understood it. We hear it. We understand it. But hamari tabiyat waha jati nahi hai. Main khud apni baat karta hoon. Hamari tabiyat waha jati nahi hai. Now look, I'm going to finish off the topic inshallah. So they began to live a life of luxury now. Comfort, opulence. So much grace upon them. Over time now. Look, this is the national fitrat of a man. Sab kuch mil gaya. Na pehle to yani mushkilat thi, ab sab kuch farawani hogi. Ab mahal bhi bin gaye, kar bhi mil gayi, subhan aulad bhi naseeb hogi, zaraat bhi mil gayi, everything. Hota kya, you become ungrateful now. Over time you become ungrateful. This example I give so many times. You probably heard me say this example many times. When we're on the airplane and turbulence starts, hum kya kehte hain? Oh Allah, please, I promise you, main wada karta hu, take it out of this turbulence. When we land at Pakistan, I will be a good person. If you're watching TV in the plane, before and turn it off. Oh Allah, I do tawbah. I won't watch TV. Allah, hame turbulence se guzar do. I promise you, Allah, I will be good. Or tasbih niklati, subhanallah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Or nazaron ki hifazat, we're looking down, we're not looking here and there. I mean, remember, oh Allah, please, let me get. And when the plane is shaking, so our dil you upper niche hota hai, palpitation storm, we begin to sweat. Wallah, please land the plane, please land the plane with afiyat. I promise I will do this. Jab afiyat ke sath wo jahaz utar jata hai, sab cheeze hum bhul jate hai. Aise hi hota hai. So Allah Ta'ala took Bani Israel out of all these problems. torture, physical torture, mental torture, economic crisis, and he granted them the great land of Sham and blessings and so much health and opulence and pure land and so much blessings. Over time they became ungrateful again. وَهِي نَاشُكْتُ وَكِيَا كِيَا رُونَي What did they do? Allahu Akbar. They said to Musa alayhi salam, Hey Musa alayhi salatu salam, abasi karuna hamare liye. So what do you want? Why don't you make a god for us that we can worship in the form of a cow? Why don't you make for us a god that we can see physically and we can worship it? Because why? Why? They were under the influence of Fir'aun because Fir'aun had forced them to worship idols and they were refraining. So, har jagah idol the, but parast the, murtiyan thi, but the, jagah jagah of Fir'aun. Fir'aun would make a sculpture of himself and he would put everywhere, okay, this is your Allah, worship him. So people would be forced to worship Fir'aun. Then he would make him worship cows, worship the stars. So there was a mahol of batil. So over time, when Allah Ta'ala gave them deliverance and najat, they began to remember back in the days, yes, there used to be idols. So, gosh, I wish we had those idols again. Allahu Akbar. So Musa alayhi salam ne badbakhton ne darkhast pesh ki, ki make for us an idol that we can worship. Aur baad mein jaakar, they will learn, Samiri, ek aadmi tha, munafiq, who actually made an idol. When Musa alayhi salam went to Kohitur to talk to Allah for 40 days and receive Tawrat Sharif, when he came back, they were worshipping an idol. So here Allah Ta'ala says, what happens? So yeah, look, this principle is in our life. So we have so much. Sheikh ki sohbat milti hai, haj pe jata hoon, 40 din laga ke aata hoon, I come fajr, mashallah, everything is going fine. I've done gasht, I've done tilawat, I've done hajj, I've done itikaf. So I feel really good. Allah has given me so much blessings. Izzat bhi hai, aram bhi hai, sukoon bhi hai, itminan bhi hai. Over time, I become ungrateful again. Because we forget about Allah. So here Allah says, became ungrateful. وَجَاوَزْنَا بِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ الْبَحْرَ And we made the Bani Israel cross the sea. Then they came across the people. فَأَتَوْ عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ يَعْكُفُونَ عَلَىٰ أَصْنَامِ اللَّهُمْ Who were sitting in devotion before the idols. Allahu Akbar. So they saw a group of people worshipping idols. Ocha, look at these guys. Hum toh ek aise maabood ki puja karte jo, we can't see him. But look at these people. They're worshipping the God that they can see. قَالُوا يَا مُوسَى They said, O Musa, اِجْعَلْ لَنَا إِلَٰهًا كَمَا لَهُمْ آلِهَا O Musa al-Islam, make for a God for us. Look, make a God for us. Allahu Akbar. Make a God for us like they have gods. So Musa al-Islam heard this. He said, قَالَ إِنَّكُمْ قَوْمٌ تَجْهَلُونَ He said, you are really an ignorant people. کہ کیسے بیوقوف لوگ ہو تم جاہل کہ after everything that has happened for you, All the mu'jizat, 9 mu'jizat, جو ہم نے پچھلے سبق میں پڑھے تھے اللہ کی فضل سے, everything you have been through, he has destroyed your enemy, still you are being ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because اصل بات کیا تھے, they got influenced by باطل. اور یہاں علماء لکھتے ہیں, یا تو دعوت نہ دینے کی وجہ سے, باطل ہمیں دعوت دے گا, یا میں اور آپ دعوت دیں گے, تو باطل مغلوب ہوگا انشاءاللہ. If I give دعوت, then batil comes down. If I don't give da'wat of haq, batil gives me da'wat. So that's why we have to continuously remind each other, da'wat, da'wat, come to masjid, do dhikr, come to the path of Allah, go for umrah, sit with the pious people, don't do sins, stay away from haram, keep on talking, keep on talking. It's called tazkir, wa dhakir, fa'inna dhikra tanfa'ul mu'mineen. And to check if you're a true believer in iman, علماء لکھتے ہیں علامہ شوقانی لکھتے ہیں کہ اگر پڑکنا ہو کہ میرے پاس ایمان ہے یا نہیں تو اس کی علامت کیا ہے کہ جب تم بیان سنتے ہو اگر ایمان اندر سے کھل کھلاتا ہے پھڑ پھڑاتا ہے کہ yes واقعی he's saying something right یہ علامت ہے کہ آپ کا ایمان زندہ ہے ابھی اللہم لکل حمد لکل شکر and if you listen to a بیان and someone is talking to you and your heart is I don't know what you're saying بالکل you مہر لگی ہوئی ہے یہ علامت ہے آپ کا ایمان بالکل سو چکا ہے مر چکا ہے That's why we have to keep on بیانات دیکھو علماء اکرام صبح فجر سے شروع کرتے ذکر کی مجلسیں ہوتی ہے بیانات ہوتے ہیں مراقبے ہوتے ہیں پھر جو ہے اس طرح آن لائن بیان ہوتے ہیں آن لائن تذکیر ہوتی ہے and then پھر یہاں مجلسیں like this تعلیم کا حلقہ اردو میں انگلش میں بیانات جمعہ کا بیان and it's continuously so even if you heard it 100 times Listen again, because it will give benefit to your iman. And this is what, the more things that benefit my iman, the stronger my iman will come, and with safety I can leave this world with iman. Therefore, every amal is to give me a new benefit. Allah ki fazal se ek dua zehn mein aati hai. I will pray this dua on all of us will, inshallah. Mukhtasar dua, har farz namaz ke baad, to get benefit from our amal. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min salatin la tanfa. Ye huzur ki dua hai, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, main aapki pana chahta hoon aisi namaz se, namaz padhne ke baad jab hum salam pherte hain, assalamu alaikum rahmatullah, assalamu alaikum rahmatullah, ek dua hai masnoon. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika, ya Allah, main aapki pana chahta hoon min salatin, aisi namaz se, la tanfa, jo fayda na pahunchaye. Fayda kya hai zuhr ki namaz padhne ki, agar foran zuhr ke foran baad phir bhi maine guna karna hai, asr ke baad foran maine guna karna hai. So what's the point of this namaz? So this is one dua all of us should learn, inshallah. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min salatin la tanfa. Allah hum sab ko amal ki taufeeq ata farmaye. So namaz should give us nafa, nafa aana chahiye. Zikr ke baad nafa, daawat suni nafa, bayan suna nafa. So if there's no nafa there's something wrong here, and we have to make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Hasan al-Basri said one day, he gave a electrifying bayan. Allah wale buzurg the, to ek unke murid baithe the bayan mein, ek aadmi bayan khatam hua to wo aage aakar kehte, Hazrat aapka bayan suna kuch asar nahi hua mujhe, kuch asar nahi hua, lagta hai ki mera dil soya hua hai. Listen to this point very carefully. Hazrat, I listened to your bayan, I didn't feel anything, I think my heart is asleep. He said, no, your heart is not asleep. Because maine aapko jora, maine aapko shake kiya bayan ke zariye se, to soya hua aadmi jab usko shake karo, kitni hi ghaflat ki neend so raha hua, uth jata hai. If you shake somebody sleep in, he wakes up. Maine aapko khoob jinjora bayan se, ab fir bhi uthe nahi ho. Your heart still asleep? No, your heart is not asleep, my dear brother. Your heart has died. Aapka dil murda ho chuka hai. Your heart has died. So aisa na ho, aur wo us waqt ka zamana hai, khair al-qurun ka zamana. تو میرے اور آپ کیا حالت ہے؟ اتنے بیان سنتے ہیں، امیر صاحب کتنی تعلیم دیتے ہیں، بیان انگلش میں ہوتے ہیں، اردو کی تعلیم ہوتی ہے، کتنا ہم سنتے ہیں، اذان سنتے وقت کچھ اثر دل پر نہیں ہوتا، بیان سنتے وقت کچھ اثر دل پر نہیں ہوتا، نماز کی قرآن سنتے وقت کچھ اثر دل پر نہیں ہوتا. یہ علامت ہے کہ بھئی تزکیہ تو نفس کی اشد ضرورت ہے. اللہ ہم سب کو عمل کی توفیق عطا فرمائے. It's very important we understand this point. So Musa alayhi salam became very angry with them. I'll finish off very quickly now. Tafsir ibn Kathir, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam said, you're jahil of Allah's greatness and majesty and his purity from any partners or anything. Nothing resembles him. And inshallah, very soon you will see, I will destroy those idols. Ahli Haqq and me will destroy those idols. Inna ha'ula'i mutabbarun ma'hum fihi wa batilun ma'kanu ya'malun. What these people are in is sure to be destroyed, and false is what they are doing. So Allah, Musa alayhi salam is reminding them, maine aapko kitna kuch diya Allah ke fadal se. You have got وَلَقَدْ نَجَّيْنَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْمُهِينِ مِنْ فِرْعَوْنِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ عَالِيًا مِنَ الْمُسْرِفِينَ وَلَقَدْ اخْتَرْنَاهُمْ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عَلَىٰ الْعَالَمِينَ. پورے عالم کے اوپر بنی اسرائیل کو فوقیت نصیب ہوئی. Allah تعالیٰ chose them through knowledge over the whole of mankind at that time. Still you have become jahil. So قَالَ أَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ أَبْغِيكُمْ إِلَٰهًا وَهُوَ فَضَّلَكُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. He said, shall I seek anyone other than Allah as God for you? While he has given you excellence over the people of all the world. Finishing off very quickly, I'm missing out quite a bit here. So now, because they became ungrateful, they became neglectful, Musa alayhi salam reminds them now. Ye tazkir dubara shuru ki. He didn't leave them. Ab dekho, remember you were disgraced? Remember how Allah Ta'ala took revenge against your enemy? Remember how Allah Ta'ala destroyed Fir'aun? Remember how Allah Ta'ala granted you glory and granted you honor and victory? Remember how they were drowned and met their demise? A shame upon you. Yani afsos ho tum ke upar. You've forgotten all of these blessings of Allah Ta'ala and you have left Allah and want to go to idols? This is great jahalat in your side, total ignorance. So remember the time Allah mentions this ayat, وَإِذْ أَنْجَيْنَاكُمْ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ. And remember when we delivered you from the people of Pharaoh, يَسُومُونَكُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ, who inflicted you with grievous torment, يُقَتِّلُونَ أَبْنَاءَكُمْ وَيَسْتَحْيُونَ نِسَاءَكُمْ, he slaughtered your children, your sons, and left you women alive, وَفِي ذَلِكُمْ بَلَاءٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ عَظِيمٌ, and in all of that there was a great trial, azmaish from your Rabb, from your Lord. So When a person, from this ulama have said, whenever a person becomes ungrateful, when he goes leaves away deen, jab deen se duri paida hoti hai, to foran Allah ki ni'maton ka soch samajh tafakkur karke dobara Allah taala ke dar pe aana chahiye. When for example I stop committing sins with my hands, think bhai inhi haathon ke zariye se to main Quran shari pakadta hu, inhi haathon ke zariye se main to khana khata luqme utha kar khata hu, inhi haathon ke zariye se main tasbih pakadta hu, inhi ke zariye se main log nek logon se mulaqatein karta hu, toba toba toba, I will not use his hand for sins. So straight to remember the favors of Allah. Eyes, oh Allah, with these eyes I have seen Kaaba, subhanallah, Allah sab ko naseeb farmaye. I have seen Kaaba with this, I have seen the green dome with this, I have seen the Rawda of Rasulullah with this, I have seen my parents' face with my eyes, I have seen the awliya's chehra with my eyes, I'm using these eyes for guna, toba toba toba, Allah won't do this ever again. So foran jab bhi guna taqaza aaye, ni'matu ko yaad karke jo hai Allah taala ke dar pe hame lapkana chahiye. So the idea now was for Bani Israel to do tawbah, repent, show gratitude for the favors and the blessings that cannot be ignored in their life. What happens after this? And the discussion will continue inshallah next week with the fadl of Allah Ta'ala. We will continue this. But not next week. Inshallah, I have irada to go abroad. Maybe after 2 or 3 weeks, inshallah, we'll continue this topic. But the lesson that we learn from here, number one is, again, I repeat this point, ki Allah Ta'ala will help all of us to the basis of sabr and taqwa, number one. Number two, don't forget the blessings of Allah Ta'ala and always show shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Badi ni'mat ho, choti ho. The fact that you can stand up right now and walk, this is also a ni'mat of Allah. Kitne aise ma'azoor log jo khud chal nahi sakte. The fact you get up and you go home and your children are safe at home, your wife is safe, your children are safe, this is the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. The fact that you sit in your car, you start the engine, the car starts, ye bhi ni'mat hai Allah Ta'ala ki. Har jaga, har lamhe, har ghadi, jo Allah ki ni'maton ki barish ho rahi hai, everywhere. Your business is prosperous, ni'mat of Allah. You can breathe. Kitne aise log hai jo hospitalon mein hai, who can't breathe, COVID ki bimari mein mubtala hai. You're fine. Shukr to Allah. Jitna shukr karte rahenge, la in shakartum, Allah farmate, la azidannakum, I will keep on increasing you in blessings. Allahu Akbar. What a principle. The more gratitude you show, the more I will increase you. Wala in kafartum, na shukri karoge, inna adabi la shadeed, I can make you suffer the punishment. The third lesson we have learnt is, don't let yourself get influenced by batil. Oh youngsters, this is for all of us. Don't let yourself get influenced by batil. You influence batil. You become da'i. Don't become mad'u. You make sure that you don't let batil influence you. You have the upper hand over everything. And this da'i ki sifat hoti hai. But wherever you go, you control the situation. Log ka mizaj samajh ke, unka deeni background samajh ke, unki temperament, the background, unki deeni knowledge, and then you give da'wah to them about Islam and deen, and you don't give da'wah from them. Aajkal yehi ho raha hai. Okay, we get da'wah from batil, and we have waswasa doubts. Kal hi, main ek alim deen se baat kar raha, Burnley ki baat hai, balki pichle hafte ki, ek aadmi kehta hai ki, I don't, youngster from Burnley, you probably know him. He said, I no longer believe in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Burnley ki baat kar raha hu. Burnley ki baat. So when we arranged with his parents, ke wajah kya bani? He said, he's been watching these YouTube videos and he's been influenced, and he said, I can't believe that this man, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sat on a horse and he flew on the horse to Masjid al-Aqsa. How can this be possible? To is tarah waswase. Aur ye hamare mahalle ke naujawan hain. I don't believe Quran is the final book. Why did it take 23 years for it to be revealed? Ye uska sawal tha. And so on, and there's a big list of his doubts. Why? Because he got influenced by batil. So always give da'wah. Ye mat samjho ki my family is fine, my name. Nee, nee, nee. Keep giving da'wah, ek mahol. Da'wah ka ek mahol ho. Ruhaniyat, zikr, tilawat, khair ka ek mahol hoga. Inshallah, batil will have no. وَجَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلْ. When haq comes, batil leaves. When haq doesn't come, batil, it's like a slithering snake. It under ghus jata hai, sara batil. Or fir waswase dalta hai. And you'll be surprised. Quran is in front of you. You'll be surprised about the cases, local cases, which parents are bringing to the ulama of Burnley regarding people becoming murtad of Islam. Because they're not getting the influence through haq, and we are allowing them through batil. Allah ta'ala sab ko apne hifz wa amami rakhe. And the last one will be learned from here is don't let wealth and status divert you. Just like Fir'aun, they thought we had lots of wealth and status, but it diverted them from Allah ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala destroyed them. We make dua to Allah ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give me the tawfiq. Allah ta'ala give all of his tawfiq to make amul upon what has been said and heard, inshallah, because I have intention to go abroad next Sunday. So maybe after 2 to 3 weeks, inshallah, we'll resume Dars al-Quran. Allah ta'ala give all of us the ability, grant us sabr, grant us taqwa, grant us tawfiq for shukr, and keep us safe and protected from all of the scheming and the makr and the plotting of batil. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa alayna illa al-balagh. Alhamdulillah.